Hi there. The word for you today is move on with God. In Genesis 1 verse 2 we read, "The Spirit of God moved." Christ's disciples left everything to follow somebody they didn't even begin to comprehend. For example, they dreamed of a Messiah who would establish a temporal kingdom and overthrow Rome, so his crucifixion blew their minds. So did his resurrection, because now they'd have to preach a message that would cost them their lives. The truth is, sometimes they didn't know what to make of Jesus. When he walked in the water, they said he was a spirit, a ghost. When he ate with them on the shore following his resurrection, they realized he was their Lord. What does all this mean? Simply this: if you're going to walk with God, get ready to have your faith stretched. The first thing we read about God in Scripture back in Genesis is that he moved. Now, if you plan to move with God this year, you've got to overcome two things. You say, what are they? Complacency and complaining. Let's talk about them for a minute. First, complacency. Scientists conducted an experiment in which they placed an amoeba in a stress-free environment. The conditions were ideal. It had no adjustments whatsoever to make. But you know what? It died. Why? Because you need change and challenge, just like you need food and water. Bottom line, complacency can kill you. And number two, complaining. Failure to acknowledge God's goodness caused Israel to go in circles in the wilderness for 40 years. And Paul writes 1 Corinthians 10 and 11, these things happened to them as warnings for us. Heard an interesting story, cute story. Two kids sit down to lunch. One opens his lunch box and began to gripe. Baloney again. This is the fourth day in a row. I'm sick of baloney. His friend said, I bet if you tell your mom you don't like baloney, she'll fix you something else. Mom? Mom, replied the first kid, I fix my own lunches. Hello. Do you have a problem complaining? Fix it. Make up your mind to move on with God this year.